KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Fantastic day to join everyone here on the Water in the Air because it's going to be a beautiful day for hunting and fishing in South Dakota and Minnesota. So we just thought maybe we better get in, get some radio going. Maybe this storm will just turn around just because we're going to be talking to Tom Davis over in Mankato, Minnesota this morning. Tom actually made it to his office. I actually, for very, very seldom get to put a sweatshirt on, but in the theme, we're going to Mankato. We have Minkota. It's just going to be a fantastic day, and let's start it out with a radio show here in Watertown, South Dakota, KSDR 1480, replayed on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on KS93, our sister station, or father station. Anyway, I'm going to introduce you to Tom Davis. Been involved in this fishing industry for a long time, and there's an event that is near and dear to a lot of people's heart that Tom would love to share some of the information about. Good morning, Tom Davis.
Well, good morning, Lynn, and good morning, Randy. What a blustery day as the geese that are thinking about nesting got their heads tucked under pretty tight, I think, this morning.
They did. There's a lot of nesting out by my place on the drive-in. Or on the drive home last night, and they were up on the side of the hill, out of the wind, trying to get out of the wind, and they were tucked in good. I don't know if they have eggs on the ground yet, but they're not going to move much. It's kind of, kind of a neat thing to be involved in. And, she's not discriminating today. You're getting it in Mankato. We're getting it in South Dakota. It's just a matter of who gets to brag about how bad they had it.
That's right. We just want to hope everybody stays safe out there.
Yeah, stay alive, fish alive. Right. Anyway, what we get to talk about is near and dear to your heart, my heart. We're going to talk about fishing, but you've done some things here the last few years with helping tell me what it is, Minnesota Teen Challenge?
Part of the organization is Minnesota Teen Challenge, and what that is it's a drug and alcohol addiction center, and they have four or five facilities around the state of Minnesota and actually are nationwide, and they really are bringing individuals in, both men and women, and not only teens but also adults, that are, battling with addictions, that are losing their families. The really unique thing that hit my heart years ago was I had a sponsor that sponsored me in some tournaments and sent me up to Brainerd, did their very first Teen Challenge event up there. And, I heard a testimony from a guy, and I thought, yeah, everybody's gone through some stuff. Well, the second guy came out and said that the judge grabbed a hold of him and took him right out of prison the day before that event and said, you have one more chance. Go to Teen Challenge. Get your life straightened out, or you're right back in prison. And that's kind of what hit me a little bit and thought, wow, this is kind of the real deal, right? And I didn't know a lot about Teen Challenge at the time. And they've since changed their name to Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. And again, it's nationwide programs, but Minnesota they're real strong in. And so this event that was going on in Brainerd and still does today was really the brainchild of Al Linder. And along with good friends of both of ours, Jim Kelkeman, they started running with that up there. One thing led to another, and this is the seventh year that I've done it down in Mankato. And what it is, it's a multi-species event where the teams can come out. They try to raise money year-round. We have different things going on that make it very easy to raise some funds. But when they come out and they fish, it's a multi-species event. Easy to do. If someone says, well, I can't catch a walleye, say, hey, can you catch a bluegill? And you can fish with your buddy, you can fish with your daughter, your granddaughter, your son, whatever works. It's just a good all-around fun event. We typically have a dinner every Friday night before the event in kind of the rules meeting. We give away other additional prizes. The teams that fish are allowed to sell raffle tickets. In the last couple years, Aluma Craft Boats in Evinrude, on part of my pro staff, have donated a complete boat, motor, and trailer package. And so we have that on a raffle. It's been fantastic. Last year alone, we raised over $52,000.
Oh.
That has really been a blessing to my heart just to see these individuals and families come out and fish this event.
That, you know, just so anyone can actually, the boat's on a raffle, so you don't even need to be in, you don't need to go there, you can just buy raffle tickets to have it, you know, just to be involved if this strikes us. Again, there's fishing, there's a type of, you know, there's all kinds of great prizes. And we're going to talk here in the next 10 minutes about that. Right now, Mark Schutz has chimed in. He wants to say hello to everyone and hello to you, Tom. Jonathan.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Good morning.
A real good friend. Yeah.
Morning to Jonathan Shoemaker out in Ohio. And I posted also for those that are listening and you're at a desktop. I posted a question when I started this morning that a lot of times this time of the year we want to throw in a fishing tip while we're here, but I'd like everyone's ideas, and we'll get Tom's ideas on what he does for spooling up in the spring, spooling up fire line, braided line onto spinning reels, because everyone likes to do a lot of casting in the spring, whether that be for northerns, for walleye. So chime in, anyone on Facebook there. Give us some ideas. I'll try to read them off as Tom is talking more about his adult and teen challenge event over there in Madison Lake in that Mankato area. But the question is, what do you do for tips to spool up super line and fire line and all the braided lines to prevent that rat's nest from happening while you're casting small crankbaits and other baits? So that's what we're going to, Tom, if you want to take a little break from discussing Teen Challenge, are there some things that you do, and we'll hear from others on tips involving that spooling of line, because we're doing a lot of that this time of the year.
Yeah, we are. And you know, for myself, I do use a lot of braids, and so with the braids, the you know, they're a little more forgiving than like a 100% fluorocarbon line is, for example. And with the braids, if you do experience you know, some rat nesting or whatever, there's a couple things you can do. You could take the lure off and let the line out and just drag it behind the boat like we used to and still do with some monofilament if you get a problem. You know, a lot of it is, don't put too much line on that spool either. Know your limits on, you know, how much is on there, whether it's too much or too little can cause some issues there. I like to, depending on the water clarity, if you're fishing in the good old Mississippi River, you could probably run some decoy cord on there and really not bother those fish a lot of times. But if you're in some really clear water, you know, maybe you put a little swivel or tie a little uni knot on there and run some fluorocarbon, maybe a 3 to 4 foot piece of fluorocarbon also. And that can kind of help take some of that twist out of there.
Tom Bruns, a friend of yours, I remember 10, 15 years ago, he and Bill Leonard would troll their, not troll, but without a lure, would run that fire line back on their reels to get that twist out of there. That's a great idea from the day. Like that.
Yeah, it does work, and yeah, Tom's a good friend as well. We do a bunch of stuff together and have for many years. He's probably out plowing snow right now.
So yeah.
If you're listening, Tom, good morning.
Yes, good morning to Tom Bruns over there in Mankato. One of those gentlemen of the fishing world. Anyway, 7 years, Tom, you've been doing this and used a format that Jim Kelkovin and Al Lindner came up with to take this. Now, there's a Brainerd event still that they're involved in, but you've taken this to the Mankato area in Madison Lake.
Yeah, it has. It's really worked well. It's been just a good, fun event. It gets everybody involved. And we have some great sponsors, again, with the raffle and just our door prizes. So the teams are fishing for, you know, not only to help change some lives, but they're fishing for some very good, high-quality prizes. We have Humminbird Helix units, Minn Kota motors, some AquaView cameras, different things from different cooler manufacturers. We have a new one out there with the Rhino coolers, and it's been really a good event, and it's been fun. It's been a great part of my life to kind of give back, you might say. I love fishing competitive professional tournaments, but you know, when you really start looking at your life and what can you do to help others, this is something that's kind of dear to my heart. I might mention, too, the top fundraising teams, which is really cool. The first place top fundraising team gets a full day fishing with James Linder and Linder's Angling Edge. Second place this year, Jimmy Bell, a good friend's going to help out. You know, Jimmy, president, student angler, tournament trail this year.
A guest then, of our show quite often. Good morning,
yeah,
Jimmy Bell.
Yeah, great job. Yep. Yeah. Good morning, Jimmy, if you're listening. Happy birthday, too, by the way.
Yes, yeah.
And then third place, I'll take somebody out. So it's been a great event. We have a couple other guide trips with local fishermen around here as well, and just the great prizes. This year, something kind of unique. We are Southern Minnesota has been starting more and more high school teams, fishing teams. You know, Northern Minnesota, Brainerd has really done a good job with that. And now we're starting to see more teams down here in Southern Minnesota, so we're inviting high school teams to come fish it, and we're going to probably look at maybe keeping them even in their own separate division so they can still compete against each other as well.
Well, and you know what's unique about this is that it's designed for friend, grandfather, granddaughter, all skill events, you know, because these teams are raising money throughout the year just to get to this point. So there's a lot of things going that are different here than any other event that you really see.
It is. It's really cool when I'm able to keep in touch with a lot of the top teams and that they're really there to raise the money, and the fishing is just secondary almost. And yet it turns the entire day or weekend into just a fabulous event. We do have our early bird drawing coming up April 30th, so if the teams get in before April 30th, they're eligible for a full day fishing in Lake Michigan with Jim Davenport over there with Pirate Charters. That actually happens to be my brother-in-law, so if anybody's looking to do a little good salmon fishing over on Lake Michigan, Jim's a great guy and a great fisherman.
That's a great idea to sign up before April 30th, and really what, you know, they sign up for the event that happens in June 8th this year. But as far as the raising funds during those, what's that? That gives them about 2 months, month and a half, about 5 weeks it gives them. What are they doing to raise funds during that time period, Tom?
So some of the, you know, most of the teams are trying to keep track of who they talk to from year to year. So they're hitting their buddies, their neighbors, businesses, friends. Different churches are involved in it, so it's a great event that way. And, some of the teams are doing really good and raising a lot of money. The raffle now the last couple of years has been great that we allow the teams, once they sign up to fish it, they have the they're eligible to sell the raffle tickets. And they come in books of six, so if they sell five tickets, they actually get the sixth ticket free that they can put their name onto. And it helps give them some additional incentive. Along with the boat motor trailer, we also have a Humminbird Helix 7 on there, side imaging unit. We've got some Shields gift cards, Walmart, Sam's Club gift cards, about $500 each. And I should have mentioned Shields, too, because they've been really instrumental in helping. And we have over $1,000 we give away that I started that I call kind of the quick catch cash. And it's fun. We launch all the teams out like a regular tournament. And the thing is they can bring back a fish, any fish. They can keep it, throw it, whatever. But they got to show us the fish. We write down their boat number, and they're eligible to win some Shields Quick Cash. And they can do that per person, but they can't bring two fish at the same time. So the kind of the fun with that is, are you willing to give up your spot to bring back this fish and then race back across the lake to get back to your spot again, and hope nobody took that spot. So it's fun. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, back to the top fundraising teams, do they mind if you share a few of the things that they've been doing to raise funds for? I mean, you get up to $52,000 last year raised. What are they doing maybe a little bit differently than the others?
I think the big thing is just keeping in contact with those sponsors throughout the year. You know, a lot of times we get lost in being busy, et cetera, and we maybe get someone that donates, or we create a relationship with someone and or some company, and then we don't see them for another year, and then we stop by and say, hey, you want to do this again? The top teams are really doing well. They're keeping in good communication with their sponsors. They're continually changing. So some of the teams are starting to make up jerseys with their sponsor logos or names on them, things like that that help not only promote the sponsors themselves, but also give recognition to the event and what they're doing. They're sending out letters, and I think the whole thing is really good, just good communication.
I see. So they're talking with businesses. They're talking with maybe non fishing industry companies within their communities to, you know, hey, would you sponsor me for $500? Would you sponsor me for $100? We'll promote your. Is that kind of what they're doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And, people are, whether it's just your neighbor down the street or a business, people are always willing to give if they can see where their money's going and it's going to a good cause. And I think that helps make it a little easier, too, that, it's just a great event. And keeping in communication is, again, probably a big thing there. I see Kurt Hedquist was trying to call me on my cell phone, so he must be awake this morning, too.
Yeah, Kurt is usually, sometimes he's chiming in here. He must not have logged into Facebook yet this morning, but he'll get it dialed in here pretty soon.
He probably slept in a little bit.
I think most of Minnesota, South Dakota, across the country kind of is sleeping in this morning. Well,
yeah.
You know,
good
what? Thank you, everyone, for joining Tom and I here. We've got a minute here before we get to the top of the hour, and it's amazing how our 20 minutes of a cup of Joe and a fishing show can go. But another minute, Tom, just give us a quick breakdown. When, where, how can people be involved with this great, great event that's being held for Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge in Young Life?
Yeah, the easiest way to get in contact would go, we have a Facebook page, for Minnesota Fishing Event for Life. And also you can contact me. My cell phone number is 507-317-3071. Or on the Facebook page, we'll send out entry forms. We can send out donation forms if someone wants to just donate to the cause. It's a great event this year. It is June 8th. On Madison Lake in Minnesota, and we're just looking for another record turnout of teams as well as raising funds for a great organization. And I thank you, Lynn, for doing this morning. I really enjoyed our conversation.
I would love to get a hold of some of these raffle tickets for that Alumina Craft boat, and I'm sure listeners will also like to do that. Email realfaithoutdoors@hotmail.com. Again, he gave his Facebook page name, which is Fishing Minnesota Event for Life.
That's his Facebook. Fishing Event for Life.
Ah, yeah. Look at here.
Minnesota this, first.
this Norwegian from South Dakota is not reading correctly here this morning. He's dyslexic. Minnesota Fishing Event for Life. Other ways of getting raffle tickets for those of us that can't make the event?
Yeah, if you contact us, we'll send you some out.
Okay.
Typically most of these guys I know, and for you, I obviously could send some over, and that would be great.
All right. Thank you, Tom Davis. true gentleman. We want you to say hello to Jimmy Bell. We'd like you to say hello to Tom Bruns when you see him next. It's been a while since we've seen those guys, and we thank you for the dedication to the Adult and Team Challenge connection of fishing in Minnesota.
I will do that, and thank you, Lynn, for everything you do for the industry and the sport.
All right, we'll see you down the old dusty trail one day soon. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. All right, Tom Davis, what a fantastic show this morning. Really, really good event, raising $52,000 for this. Fantastic continuation of what Al Lindner and Jim Kelkafin did a few years ago, and it's just growing in leaps and bounds. Well, that's another week on the water, in the air, being done in the middle of a beautiful, beautiful cyclone bomb. Well, Randy, we're going to send this baby over to you. Over and out, everyone.